Welcome to our service for the second Sunday before Advent. The theme of the service today is feasting, but in particular, frustrated feasting. I'm very conscious that in three of our churches today, there will be services of Holy Communion, but that those of you who are still shielding will not be able to join in any of them. Our service is framed by what is probably my favourite communion hymn. Here, O my Lord, I see thee face to face. Here faith would touch and handle things unseen. Here grasp with firmer hand the eternal grace, and all my weariness upon thee lean. Since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and have failed to do what we ought to have done. We are sorry and truly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Collect for the second Sunday before Advent. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son was revealed to destroy the works of the devil and to make us the children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that we, having this hope, may purify ourselves even as he is pure, that when he shall appear in power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Old Testament book of Zephaniah. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated his guests. At the time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the people who rest complacently on their dregs, those who say in their hearts, "The Lord will not do good, nor will he do harm." Their wealth shall be plundered, and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The warrior cries aloud there. That day there will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. I will bring such distress upon people that they shall walk like the blind, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them from the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of the passion the whole earth shall be consumed. For a full, a terrible end he will make of all the inhabitants of the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jesus told a parable. It is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them, and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came back and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, and saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. And his master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I said at the start of today's service that it had a theme of frustrated feasting. Perhaps a better word would be deferred feasting. We're living in a time when we have to put off gathering together with people who are very dear to us. For our family, as for so many others, that has been linked to bereavement. We would have loved to get the whole family together with Dad's friends to commemorate his passing appropriately, but it wasn't possible to do so. The day before Dad's funeral, there came the news that dear Maya Morris has passed away. In recent years, I shared Holy Communion with Maya and her late husband John at home each month, but of course since lockdown, it's not been possible to do so. It is a source of pain that Maya should have passed away without having received the sacrament for so long. She loved these online services, and faithfully every Sunday, her grandson William would ring us on her behalf after the service to thank us. Again, Pemberin Church would have been packed for Maya's funeral, but the congregation will be small because of the COVID regulations. Meanwhile, last Sunday was Remembrance Sunday, and Wednesday was the 100th anniversary of the dedication of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Westminster Abbey. Again, we were prevented from coming together to commemorate the fallen, just as in both the World Wars, there was such a longing for reunion with the soldiers and sailors who were away from home. "Keep the home fires burning," sang Ivan Novello in the First World War. "We'll meet again," sang Vera Lynn in the Second. In the present, we're all having the same kind of conversation about Christmas. Will we be able to be together with our loved ones, or will the Christmas celebrations too have to be deferred? It's very important today to remember that that frustration about not being able to be together applies to all faiths. Muslims have already this year not been able to celebrate Eid with their families. And for our Hindu fellow citizens, yesterday, Saturday, was the first day of Diwali, the great festival of light. Normally, just as most of us do at Christmas, Hindus up and down the land will have been celebrating with their extended families. But the COVID rules mean that they will only be able to be together online this year. Today's service is more than usually based around its hymns. They are both hymns which express for me the longing to be together with friends whom we miss. They were solos sung by my dear friend Roger Beasley, who's our son Mike's godfather. Roger and I stood beside each other in the New English Orchestra tenors, singing together for more than 40 years. We're very different people and very different singers. Rog sometimes had a problem remembering words, and it's especially true of the first hymn, which we've already begun to sing. "Here, O my Lord, I see thee face to face," by Horatius Bonar. I remember well Rog doing it in rehearsal and repeatedly forgetting his words. But I said at the time, and would still say, that when you heard Rog sing the song, you could tell how deeply he knew the Lord for whose presence it expresses such longing. You could tell it in every line, including the lines he couldn't remember. For me, the song expresses the longing to see such good friends as Rog and his wife Dawn again, together with all the others we've not been able to see in lockdown. "Here, O my Lord, I see thee face to face," speaks of the deep preciousness of the Holy Communion to the believer. But it makes clear that when the communion service is ended, the presence of the Lord and the love of the Lord remain. Too soon we rise, the symbols disappear. The feast, but not the love, is past and gone. The bread and wine remove, but thou art here. Nearer than ever, still my shield and sun. Although we could not take communion together, the communion between myself and Maya and the Lord remains. It cannot be done away with by mere distance or absence, by not being able to see each other. The bread and wine remove, but not the love. And just as the love and nearness of the Lord remain after a communion service, so the service itself points forward to a feast which shall be. Feast after feast thus comes and passes by, yet passing points to the glad feast above, giving sweet foretaste of the festal joy, the Lamb's great bridal feast of bliss and love. Again, I'm starting to receive emails from brides who are beginning to dare to hope that their wedding day, deferred in 2020, will be able to happen in 21, including the wedding of our niece, Gilly, at Llantysilio Church. But even wedding celebrations are representative of a wedding banquet which shall be. Advent begins in just 2 weeks' time, and in Advent we shall remember that every earthly celebration is in some sense the celebration of a joy which is yet to be fulfilled and which is still deferred. There will be a greater joy, a greater gathering, and a greater reunion at the bridal banquet of Christ the Bridegroom and the Church his Bride. Which brings us to the second song, which we shall sing in just a minute. Again, a solo Rog used to sing. It's one of the loveliest tunes in the hymn book, and it expresses the longing of the Christian soul to be with Christ. For the fulfillment of our relationship with Christ, no longer to be deferred, but to be enjoyed. I am waiting for the coming of the Lord who died for me. His words have thrilled my spirit. I will come again for thee. I can almost hear his footfall at the threshold of the door. And my heart is longing to be with him evermore. Amen. Now it's time for our prayers. Our intercessions today are led by Helen. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. En tad yr hwnnwyd yn y nefoedd, sang teiliad y enw, deled y dernas, gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef, fechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyron ni heddiw ein bar abeniddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddewn ni na ein dyledwyr, ac nac arwain ni i brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg. Can i seitho ti o'r dernas, a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord, who is our refuge and stronghold. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy during this time of uncertainty and distress. Sustain and support the anxious and fearful, the sick and the bereaved, the lonely and weary. Lift up all who are brought low, so that we may rejoice in the comfort of knowing that nothing can separate us from your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Arglwydd, gofynnwn i chi ofalu am ein teulu, ffrindiau, a'n cymdogion yn ystod y cyfnod ansicr hyn. Cadwch nhw'n ddiogel rhag y feirws, a galluoga nhw i ymddiried yno ti, a glynu'n dyn wrth ei gobaith. Rho nerth i ni wneud ein gorau glas i ddilyn eich esiampl, yn awr ac am byth. Arglwydd yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Father, we pray for those who are guiding our nation at this time. Give them wisdom and strength that they may make informed decisions on our behalf. We pray that the nations of the world find a way to work together in harmony to bring an end to suffering and poverty. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gweddion dros dy eglwys sy'n dyhau am gael dyfoli drwy gydol yr adeg yr ddieithr a dryslyd hon. Drwy dy ysbryd creadigol, tania ein dychymyg i gyhoeddi dy gariad ddigyfnewid mewn ffyrdd newydd. Arglwydd, yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Gracious God, give skill, sympathy and resilience to all who are caring for the sick, and your wisdom to those searching for a cure. We pray for the doctors and nurses, care workers and volunteers, and scientists and researchers for their tireless work. Strengthen them with your spirit, that through their work, many will be restored to health. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gweddion dros bawb sy'n wynebu caledu ariannol, y byddi di'n ei cynnal ei cadw. Cofion hefyd am bawb sy'n ceisio gwireddu gorchymyn Crist i ni garu ein gilydd trwy waith banciau bwyd ac elusennau a trwy ddangos caredigrwydd syml. Arglwydd, yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Merciful God, we entrust to your tender care those who are ill or in pain, knowing that whenever danger threatens, your everlasting arms are there to hold them safe. We remember in our hearts those known to us. Comfort and heal them, and restore them to health and strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Mewn tristwch, cofion am y rhai sydd wedi colli eu bywydau yn ddiweddar. Dyro i ni galonau ddiolchgar am y fraint o gael eu hadnabod, a chryfha ein ffydd yn dyfab a ddioddefodd drosom, ac y gyfododd drachefn mewn gygoniant er mwyn i ni gael cyfrannu yn ei fywyd buddigolaethus ef. Arglwydd, yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Ac yn olaf, arglwydd bywyd, mewn cyfnod argyfyngus i'n teuluoedd a'n cymunedau, i'n cenedl a'n byd, trwy'n atat mewn ffydd, i geisio dy arweiniad a derbyn dy fendith, gan wybod na all un dim a greuwyd ein gwahanu ni oddi wrth dy gariad di a amlygwyd yn dy fab Iesu Grist ein harglwydd. Gofynnwn hyn yn ei enw ef a gymerodd ein gwendidau ac y ddydd y maeth ein clefydau a ddioddefodd y groes ac a gyfododd yn fuddigolaethus. Oherwydd y mae'n byw ac yn teyrnasu gyda thi ar ysbryd glân, yr un Duw, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great Shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, and work in you always that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you always. Amen. As most of you know, Thursday was Dad's funeral at the crematorium. May I first thank you for all your expressions of sympathy, your cards and gifts and prayers. We appreciate them very much. At the funeral, we heard a number of funny stories about Dad's eccentricities, but I thought I'd share with you this one, which was shared by his then secretary, Judith Meikle, in the card she wrote. Dad had parked his car at the railway station to catch the train for a work meeting. When he got back to Birmingham, he searched the New Street Station car parks up and down for the car, but he couldn't find it anywhere. He had to ring the office to ask someone to pick him up and give him a lift. They would have happily agreed to do so, but did point out that his car was actually parked at Bristol Temple Meads. Be honest, quite a lot of you are thinking, ah, that's where he gets it from. And you're probably right.